error was in the operator, which was me, because I pushed the wrong button.
Oops.
Yes. So anyway, PJ, let's talk for a minute more about these Facebook posts and what our goal is here. And really the goal of Beacon of Hope Ministries. We don't talk a lot about what we are doing. We're about ready to celebrate our 16th anniversary in a couple weeks. 16 years is a long time to be hanging in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Well, you know, we put the Facebook post up because we want to get the word out. And not just any old word, the word of God. And, I mean, that's why we do the radio show. That's why we do the Facebook posts, to make sure that as many people as possible hear the word of God. And hopefully, our prayer is that your lives would be changed by the word of God. You know, we want to see lives changed, people Amen. Saved, healed, delivered, whatever.
Amen.
And we believe the word of God is you know, the best way to do
that. The best way to do it. Our slogan at Beacon is where the word of God brings healing
and restoration to
hurting lives. Because we're all hurting in one way or another.
Exactly.
Right? All of us.
I mean, that's important. And that's our whole mission, our whole goal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we do the Facebook posts. And they're short, they're kind of chatty, but the word, you know, I mean,
chatty. Well, Betty, he's calling me chatty.
Well, but in a good sense. I mean, they're okay. Not.
Yeah, in a good sense.
Easily understood, I
okay.
guess, would be a better
okay,
way
cool.
to say it. You know, it's not like a lot of theological.
Now, I try to break it down to our yeah. everyday life and, you know, make
yeah,
it
and,
easily understood.
And that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And because you can talk all you want about the word, but if people don't understand what you're saying, then,
right,
you know, what good is it then?
Exactly. Yeah, and then on Thursday night we have a counseling show, life coaching. Betty, do you want to comment on that? Go Yard and who that is and why that is and what are we doing there anyway?
Yeah, Go Yard is hitting a home run in life with Pastor Marcia McAllister's alias, Mama Mac. And our
there you go.
PhD mental health counselor,
yeah,
Angel, Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Mm-hmm.
One of the important things in life is learning to hit a home run, no matter what we face in life. There's always, with this show, there's always practical information that you can take, use in your everyday life, along with prayer, and they offer clear, clean-cut advice on things such as abuse, alcoholism, setting boundaries, and it's at 6:06 every Thursday night on the TAN Talk Radio, and you can also reach those through their website, through our bohmglobal.com. And also at TAN Talk 1340. Is that correct?
It's
Pastor
now, TAN Talk 1340 still works, but they've really changed it to TANTalkNetwork.com. TANTalkNetwork.com is the best way to access it. Yeah.
Are you going on your third year?
We just finished our third year.
Third year?
2 weeks ago, I mean, a week and a half ago, and we were in the middle of that show and realized it was our third anniversary, and we were like, oh, gosh, we've been on the air almost 3 years, and we go, oh, my gosh, tonight's our anniversary. So then we celebrated. It was 3 years. Yes, we've completed 3 years. The website for that show is goyard2014.org. O-R-G, and the good thing about that is you can go there and access a lot of the shows that we've done, almost all of them. Series. We're in a series right now. We're calling it the Trauma Series. It actually got started about 3 weeks ago, the week as Irma was approaching here, and we did a show that night called Being Prepared. That show, then the next week it was Overcoming the Unexpected, and then last week it was Recovering from trauma. This week it's going to be rebuilding after trauma. So we're in a trauma series, so try to catch those. If you missed them, go to the podcast here, tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcast, go to Go Yard, or go to our website, goyard2014.org, and you'll find them there with titles. So this is a life coaching, free counseling type show. Go and take advantage of it every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. You can catch us live, Dr. Angel and I, right here on the station. What we've been talking about on this show today is the times in our lives where we are anxious and where fear is trying to overcome us, where fear is trying to dominate our thoughts, panic, anxiety, fear, all of that. Pastor Jim, this is a way of life for so many people. We're going to do the song Trading My Sorrows in a moment and explain why we're going to do that song by, I think it's Jeremy Camp.
No, it's Daryl Evans.
Okay. Would you explain why we're going to do that song and why this is so important topic?
Well, people are so overcome by fear, and just kind of the way, well, it is the way we're built, the way we are made. It's going to be one thing or another. We can be fearful or we can be faithful. We can be sorrowful or we can be joyful. The song Trading My Sorrows, I'm trading my sickness for health. And really, thank God we can do all that because of what Jesus did. On our own, we can't do any of it. I can't trade my sorrows. I can't trade my sickness. Not on my own. I don't have the power to do that. But we've talked this entire show.
Yes.
About not only is God good, he is powerful.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He backs his goodness up with his power. Ooh, I like that.
I like that too.
He backs his goodness up with his power.
Write that down.
And therefore, it enables him to be supremely good. It's one thing to be good and not be able to do anything about it. I mean, that'd be kind of like, you know, sweet old grandpa in the sky. But God is omnipotent and can back up his goodness with action no matter what the need is. Therefore,
I like that.
We can trade our sorrows, our sickness.
Yes.
We can trade or give, you know, trade off all the bad stuff and receive God's best.
Trading our sorrows for the joy of the Lord. Some of you out there today need the joy of the Lord to be manifest anew in your life. This is another audience participation song. It is a cool song. Don't be surprised if you don't hear PJ and Betty singing along on this one because they love it. Trading My Sorrows. Love it. them down. Joy of the Lord. Yes, amen. That's what we're doing. I'm trading them in. Have you ever traded in a car? I have many times. And when you trade them in, you just give them the one that you're tired of driving or that's just kind of sad looking. And you trade it in and you get something new, and you trade it in and you drive away with something new. And here, I love that song because that's all you have to do in Jesus. You trade it in. You trade your sorrows for the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise God. Praise God. We can turn all of our life situations around as we learn to praise Him and as we learn the trade-in principle, Betty. The trade-in principle. I know that my dad used to have a joke. He would say, I'm getting ready to turn my 40-year-old wife in for 220s. That's what my dad would say. He was joking. But, I mean, here we go, trading things. And even though that's a joke and silly, but he was silly. We can trade for something better. How many times on that old game show, remember... the Doors, let's make a deal. Remember that? Door 1, 2, 3. You want to trade in this sure thing you got in your hand, $500? Because they're behind door. It could be this, could be this, could be this. With God, we know what's behind the door, Betty. It is a blessing, something better. We trade the sorrow in for joy. We trade the sickness and pain in for health and healing. Yes, I'm on a roll. Talk to me, Betty.
You are. Preach it. Preach it, Pastor. I, one of the things that has always resonated with me is the joy of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And someone asked me, what is the joy of the Lord? What does that mean? That means that I am God. I am a part of God's kingdom. I am a king's kid. Now, you say, well, what's a king's kid? When you give your life over to the Lord, you receive
yes.
joy unspeakable.
Amen.
You receive things that you're trading in all of the old baggage, all of the old dirty laundry that you carried around for years. You're trading it for a beautiful robe of white. You're trading it in for something brand new, clean, white as snow. And it's so hard to imagine, you know, going in and saying, okay, I've got some dirty laundry here and I want to trade it in for some new clothes. That's what giving your life to God, that's what you do, is you trade in your old sackcloth. You trade in those old tattered garments for a robe of pure white.
Ooh, amen.
And it makes us happy.
Yeah.
It makes us joyful. It takes away the garment of when you put on, even when you praise God, you put on a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And that heaviness, once you reach that joy phase in your life, is that you're almost like you're invincible. You've got on the shield of faith.
Woo!
You've got the sword of the spirit. I mean, you are clothed in the armor of God. You've become
right.
a warrior.
Yes.
And that's what happens. That's why God sent his only son for us, so that
Amen.
We could be warriors, that we could be warriors for him,
mm-hmm.
and that we could win people to the kingdom for him.
Oh, amen. Amen. I want us to go to Psalm 126, because I'm just, as we're talking about trading things in, and PJ, you can set a stage here, but the children of Israel had been in captivity, Babylonian captivity, for 70 years or...
About 70, yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay. And now they're leaving, right? Captivity in Psalm 126. Is that about right?
Yeah, this is talking about coming back from exile. Under Cyrus, the king of the Persians.
And so many people are in exile. That word is coming up again today in this show. Don't you find that interesting, the two of you? Exile means when you're not in the right place, or in that place you want to be. You're in a place that you've been pushed off to. Somebody that goes into minimum or maximum security in a prison, they're in exile. They're in exile from the rest of the prisoners, right? And in Psalm 126, PJ, you want to talk about that a moment here and start in with a verse. There's only 5 or 6 verses here, but it's just so cool. The second half of this in particular.
Yeah. I like this because when the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, speaking of the children of Israel, we were like those who dreamed. It seemed so unreal. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful shouting.
Amen.
Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad.
So the Lord has done, yeah.
Coming out of captivity is a wonderful thing. Because that's what happened here. The Lord's done great things for us, and we're glad. We're happy about it.
We are.
And then it says, you know, restore our captivity, O Lord. As the stream beds in the south, the Negev, are restored by torrents of rain, they who sow in tears shall reap with joyful singing.
Yes.
He who goes back and forth weeping, carrying his bag of seed for planting, will indeed come again with a shout of joy.
Amen.
Bringing his sheaves with him.
I received this for my own life today.
Amen.
And this is God right here speaking. There are people out there that need to hear Psalm 126 right now, because God is saying to you, you may have felt like everything is in ruins around you. You may feel right now that there is no hope for your situation. You can't see your way out of the mess you're in. And God is saying, you know what? You're going to start saying, boy, God was wonderful to me. Boy, God, that's what it says in the Message Bible. What does it say? What translation are you in, New Living?
No, I'm in Amplified.
Okay, in Amplified, what's it say there instead of God was wonderful to me, what it says in the Message Bible?
He's done great things for us.
God has done great things. Woo! Talk to us, Betty.
Well, you know, I'm in the Message Bible, and one of the things that says God was wonderful to them. God was wonderful to us. We are one happy people.
Hallelujah. One happy people.
Yeah, and for those who went off with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessings.
That's so cool the way it says that in the Message Bible, isn't it? So those who went off with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessing. I mean, whoever that's for out there, receive it. This is Psalm 126, the last two lines of it in the Message Bible. Those who went off with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessing. If that is for you today and you need that, claim it. It's yours. We'll give it to you because it's for some people out there. Talk to me about that, Betty, and then we'll get to PJ's comment here.
Well, it's like walking around in a circle. I mean, some people have circled this mountain for years, and they just keep circling and circling and circling, and it's like it's time to step out. It's time to step out in faith.
Yes.
Believing that God knows and has a plan for your life.
Right.
And that's why, you know, we put on the garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness, that shroud, that cloud that you think that is just, it's over you all the time. You just can't seem to lift it off. Well, start with, even though you have a heavy heart, start believing that you're going to come home laughing with an armload of blessings, that God is going to give you the promise that he's promised you.
Amen.
You've got to keep believing by faith. And faith comes with perseverance. It comes by standing strong and not giving up.
It's exactly,
you know,
right.
People, we've got a race to run.
Right.
And it's not time. It's not time for us to quit running.
No, no.
Now, this girl runs in the spirit. I don't run physically because I think I'd die with this heat that we're having up here. But we've got to keep on running the race, people. We've still got to believe. We've still got to stand strong. If you don't believe, get into the Word of God. I guess that's probably what we need to tell them right now.
Right. Get in the Word
of God.
That's right.
Let it soak into you. Start praising God, even though you feel like that, you know, man, you are just under an anvil. You're under trash bags that have held you down for years. Well, I'm here to tell you that the trash collector is coming to take those bags off of your shoulder.
Yeah.
He's coming to help you. He's reaching down his right hand, and he's going to pull you away from that mountain because he wants you to see the armload of blessings that is waiting for you.
Amen.
If you will just have enough strength, if you will pull your strength from him, if you will pull your hope and everything that you have from him,
yes,
and not, I can't remember the scripture, we it's not by might, it's not by power.
Zechariah 4:6.
It's by his spirit, saith mm-hmm. the Lord.
Ooh, yes. Pastor Jim, let's look at verses 4-6 in Psalm 126. And whatever translation you're in, because it is that trading my sorrows concept, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. It's that, yeah. Exactly. It, you know, restore our captivity. To our English ears, that sounds, you know, our English speaking ears, that sounds odd. But it's basically give back what was taken.
Give back what was taken. Amen.
You know, give back what was taken, O Lord, as the stream beds in the south are restored by torrents of rain.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have our dry season here in Florida, but in Israel, they have a really dry season, and become like the deserts out west here in the United States. You know, we sometimes get rain and then everything will bloom all of a sudden.
Right.
Like Death Valley. If it gets rain, everything blooms all of a sudden. And then I love this, you know, those that sow in tears shall reap with joyful singing.
Yes.
How many of us have never sown in tears? And I see that as just getting before God and weeping.
Yes.
Interceding, maybe for a...
Yes, amen.
A spouse, a husband, a wife, a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go before God and we sow those things in tears.
Very good point.
And yet it says we're going to reap with joyful mm-hmm. singing. We just need to remember that, yeah, it looks bad now, but we're going to be singing.
Mm-hmm.
The outcome is going to be we're going to be singing. God has promised it here.
Amen.
And if we go forth weeping, carrying his bag of seed for planting,
mm-hmm.
I'm reminded of, you know, the sower goes to sow the seed. We're out there planting. And weeping tears of intercession for people, or maybe over issues in our own lives. But we need to plant that seed in our own lives and the lives of others, because then we will indeed come back with a shout of joy, bringing the sheaves, the blessings with us.
And that happens when we trust that God takes those mistakes, those sins, those habits that so many of us have been just dealing with for years and stuff, and he can take them from us, and he can restore, he can trade those in, we can trade those in for the joy of the Lord, for the peace of God. Betty, because you're on the show today and because I felt very led to do this, this next song is one that you and your daughter Megan sang at our service, one of the first times you ever came to Beacon of Hope a few years back, Behind the Line of Grace. And I want you to relate what we've been talking about right now to this song before we play it.
Well, what it means to me and what it meant to Megan is that God stands as our shield. He stands before us.
Right.
And he puts a line of grace to know that we are protected, that we have that grace extended to us,
yes,
that we have mercy extended to us,
mm-hmm.
no matter that the cost, no matter what it is that you're going through,
right,
that God protects us and he draws that line of grace. And as you listen to this song, listen to the word,
amen,
and let them minister to you and understand what that line of grace means to you. I know what it means to me, but take it in for yourself and listen and let it minister to you.
Behind the Line of Grace.
God's children quietly lie in wait while the battle rages on. Rules of this war say that God will always shield his own. And though afraid, danger well in sight, sometimes we're just too tired to try. He tells us to be still and know, and wait behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind the line of grace. He will not withdraw his eyes from the righteous night or day. We may not always see him, but he knows the way we take. When we have no strength, no power to fight, and it seems like God is nowhere in sight, he steps in front of the enemy.
Amen.
While we rest behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray together right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we bring before you all these dear brothers and sisters scattered around this globe, those that have been going through difficult times, those that are struggling with things that they just know they've got to stop, whether it's something that's pulling them down and driving them to condemnation and all of that guilt and all of that. Lord, let's remind them right now. I ask that you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, bring a renewed sense of grace into our listeners' lives, into Betty and to PJ and to me right now, that we would realize anew that you are full of grace and truth. That when we sing that old song, Amazing Grace, it's so true because it's you, Jesus. You are grace. And you are the one that can protect us from those things that the enemy would throw at us. You can protect us from those things in our own lives that drag us down. Lord, we speak deliverance right now for our listeners, those that are struggling with fear, those that are struggling with anxiety, panic attacks, those that are struggling with habits that they need to let go of, those that are struggling with old things coming back up in their lives and reminding them of their faults and their sins. Lord, we stand against all that condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we also stand against the attack of the evil one the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to destroy. But we remember your words, Jesus, in John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus, you said, but I came to give you life and to give it abundantly. God, we claim it for our listeners right now, wherever they are scattered around this globe. We know we will probably never know until heaven who has heard this prayer and who is receiving it by faith. But Lord, for those that are and those that do receive it by faith, we ask that you bring us peace, a supernatural peace to descend on them, to cause them to realize that they are behind that line of grace, that you care about every detail of their lives, that you know what they're struggling with, and that you have an answer, and they can rest in your grace and your mercy for them. Whoever they are, whatever color of skin they have, whatever color of eyes they have, or color of hair they have, or wherever they are on this planet, God, let them hear these words of life today. And let them choose your path and your place for them to stand behind the line of grace. This we pray, this we believe, this we receive for them in Jesus' name. Precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Whoa, talk to us, PJ.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Kind of hard to follow that up.
Yeah,
but that's
wow.
So true.
Mm.
Anyone who receives him, Jesus said he would, in no way would he cast them out.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
you can be safe and secure in Jesus.
Yes.
And maybe you've made a commitment to him before and you think you've really loused up. I can almost guarantee you ain't got nothing on me. So, and, you know, God will always call you back to himself.
Yes, he will.
He longs for us to return to him if we've strayed. And there may be somebody out there who thinks, well, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, I may not, but I do know the God that I serve. And this keeps coming up, is the faithful God. He will see you through. And he loves you enough that he gave his son for you forever.
Amen.
And no matter what you're struggling with, God wants to take that from you, to heal you, to be your Lord.
Amen. We're going to Lamentations 3. Guess what God just said to do? Let's go to Lamentations 3, and let's go to verse
21.
19. I think we're going to start there, actually. Yeah, 21. 19, and I'm in the Message Bible. I'll never forget the trouble, the utter lostness. I think some of you feel that way right now. The taste of ashes, the poison I've swallowed. Some of you feel like you have just really had some miserable things happen. The writer of Lamentations, who was Jeremiah, right, PJ?
Yes.
I remember it all. Oh, how well I remember the feeling of hitting the bottom. This is for somebody out there in the Message Bible. I remember it well, the feeling of hitting the bottom. But there's one other thing I remember, and remembering, I keep a grip on hope. I love this. God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up, because they're created new every morning. How great is your faithfulness? There it is, PJ. You've been saying it all through the show. I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. He's all I've got. He's all I've got. Catherine Kuhlman, one of the great evangelists and powerful women earlier in the 20th century, I believe, right, when she was ministering.
In the 70s.
In some of those rallies, I remember seeing some of the old TV clips from her, amazing, and hearing her say, He's all I have. He's all I need. And that's what we have to get down on the inside of us, that God is there. He knows when we hit bottom. He knows when we're going through terrible things. Talk to us, Betty, about all this. Ooh, God is so moving right now in this show. There are people God still wants to minister to you. Don't turn this off, as it says there on our radio station. You need this stuff. Yes, you do. I need this stuff. PJ does. Betty does. We need what's happening right now. Talk to us, Betty.
It's going to be really hard from here on, because I'm sitting here trying so hard not to cry.
Go ahead and cry.
I just seen, especially when that song was playing, Megan reminded me of what that song meant at that time. And it was the availability that God gives us is to stand under his protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That he sees our tears. And when you were saying Lamentations, it says that rivers of tears pour from my eyes.
Yeah.
As the mashup of my dear people, the tears that stream from my eyes, an artisan well of tears, until you, God, look down from high through my tears. And it's when we can crawl up into God's arms.
Yes, yes, yes.
And let him love on us.
Mm-hmm.
Let him hold your tears. Let him talk to him.
Yeah.
For the first time in a long time, talk to him and let him know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like that he's not with you, then ask him, say, God, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know. He wants to talk to you. He's like a toddler who comes to mommy only when they need something. That's not what he wants. He wants us to come to him in the good and the bad.
Right.
The good and the bad. When we're sick and we need healing, we go to him. When we need that peace and we need to be, and we need that joy revived up in us,
right,
go to him.
Yeah.
When we come to the point in our lives where we don't, where there's a fork in the road, that's when he wants you to come to him and say, okay, Daddy God,
right,
where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? What job do you want me to take?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I supposed to go?
Right.
When I feel like there's no one, that wants to talk to me,
mm-hmm.
Everyone's always down on me. Everyone's causing me to feel like I'm nobody. I want you to know, listener, that you are somebody,
mm-hmm.
to God.
Yes.
That you are his chosen one.
Yes.
You are his child. He's went through so much for you. If you would just understand that. I know some people's, you feel like that you don't have the strength in your leg to get up and walk. It's time to ask God, give me strength in my feet to walk. If you feel like that you don't have the capacity to say, God, where are you? All you have to say is the name of Jesus. If you need peace, if
Amen.
You need healing,
Amen.
If you need a financial miracle,
Amen.
Claim it now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And you tell him, God, I need this. I need a financial miracle in my life.
Yes.
I need healing in my body. Lord, I need peace. Lord, I want to come back and be a reunion with my fellow Christians, with my brothers and sisters. If you've been sitting down debating on whether you need to get, God, I don't know whether to go here. I don't know whether to go there. Come back and be reunited with the family of God.
Yes.
Because God loves you. Mm. There is a place for you in the kingdom of God. God has something for you, precious one.
Yeah.
Oh, child of God, wake up and see and hold. Oh, I can't see.
Praise God.
Raise up. Raise up because you are a child.
Praise God. We agree. We agree. We agree. PJ.
We have to remember to call it to mind. Jeremiah said, this I call to mind. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I have that. Hope.
Therefore, I have hope. I call it back to my mind. I remind myself.
It's because of the Lord's loving kindness, his loyal love, that we're not consumed.
Right.
You know, his love is so great that it's because of that love. I mean, and put this in picture here. Jeremiah was weeping over Jerusalem after the Babylonians had utterly destroyed it. It was in ruins. And Jeremiah said, yet I still have hope.
Right.
Because he knew the promise that Israel would be, you know, the promise was they'd return to the land.
Right.
And he said, because of the Lord's loving kindnesses, we're not consumed. There was still a remnant.
Yes.
And he says, His tender compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. And you're right, that's kind of been, you know, my theme throughout this. God is so faithful.
Amen.
He'll not let go of you. He'll not drop you. And he said, goes on to say, the Lord is my portion and my inheritance, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him and wait expectantly for him.
Amen.
Don't give up hope.
Right.
Don't give up hope. That's one of the cruelest things that the devil would have you do.
Absolutely.
Is give up hope.
Absolutely.
Because God is good to those who wait for him. Wait expectantly. Expect God to move in your life. You know, it doesn't matter what you have or haven't done. Expect God to move in your life.
Amen. Amen.
He says he will do that. He says God is good to those that wait confidently for him, to those who seek him on the authority of his word. Get in his word, like Pastor you said before.
Yes.
Read through the Psalms.
Right. It's where your strength's going to come from.
Romans chapter 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Read those and see just how much God loves you.
We're his kids. When you were talking just then, Pastor Jim, it reminded me of, and I talked about this morning, the day that I got to Texas in August, mid-August, to meet my little grandson, Joel Chase, for the first time. That very day, my daughter-in-law, Candy, was so sick that she had to go to the ER and was admitted to the hospital for 4 days with a severe infection. And she had to hand that little baby to me and walk out the door to get well so that she could come home and take care of him. And I was sitting there holding this little grandson, number 12, that I'd never met before. And there I am holding him and realizing his care was in my hands. I mean, his daddy came home later that night and Mark and I helped, you know, together. We were a team. But I remember that feeling of just having him in my arms and knowing I was responsible. And God has that feeling over his children, okay? As much as mothers and grandmothers and dads and grandpas love our children and grandchildren, it's nothing compared to how much God loves us. And he has that feeling about us. Did you have something there, PJ?
Matthew chapter 23.
Go ahead.
Verse 37. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
Who murders the prophets and stones to death those messengers who are sent to her by God. How often have I wanted to gather your children together around me, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings.
El Shaddai.
But you were unwilling. Mm-hmm. You know, that's God's heart.
It's his heart.
Is to gather us.
To gather us.
You know, that's what Jesus wants to do. Gather us like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. To protect us, to nurture us.
So who is he? He's our mama God. Woo!
Yeah.
Worship.
It's incredible here. That's his heart.
It's his heart.
To gather us. Not to scatter us.
To gather us.
To gather us.
Worship with us right now in the presence of Jehovah.
In the presence.
Just put down what you're doing and start worshiping with us.
God.
Right here in His presence, I want to let you know, no matter how big your problem, troubles vanish. Broken hearts are mended.
Boldly, dear ones, right now. Submit to Him. Draw close to Him. Thank you for your mighty presence in the show today. We thank you, God, that you know the needs out there, and so you're ministering, not just to Betty and PJ and I, but to all these. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. It's mighty. It's wonderful. Let your presence change our lives right now. As we've been in your presence for the last couple hours, and we are grateful for what you've done, mighty God. Whoa, talk to us, Betty, if you can.
I'm here. I was just sitting in the presence of Almighty God.
Yeah.
And asking him, and I posted this some time back about, Lord, what's dark in me, enlighten me.
Mm-hmm.
What's weak in me, Lord, strengthen me.
Mm-hmm.
What's broken in me, Lord, mend me.
Mm-hmm.
What's bruised in me, bind it.
Yeah.
What's sick in me, heal me.
Yes.
And Lord God, revive in me
mm-hmm.
the peace and love that has died in me.
Yes.
And he comes to us so sweetly, so gentle, and so calm that he upholds us with his right hand.
Mm-hmm.
That there is nothing that we can have done, nothing that we have did, nothing what we have said will ever separate us from the love of God.
That's right.
He is with us, and if he be with us, who can be against us? Oh, precious one, I just ask right now in the name of Jesus that he gives you what you need, that he gives you a financial miracle, that he repairs the brokenness in your life, that he repairs your body that is so badly bruised and beaten, that he restores to you your strength.
Amen.
Because the Lord God is our strength.
Amen. Thank you, Betty. Thank you for being on the show today. Wow. Pastor Jim.
It's like sitting in the Holy of Holies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's, but that's where God ministers mm-hmm. to us.
Amen.
You know, yeah. I often say before we, you know, before we do praise and worship, that God bring us into the Holy of Holies,
right.
into your very presence, because that's
right.
where, like the showbread that was outside mm-hmm. the veil,
right.
we can soak up his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And he will do just what Betty said mm-hmm. in her prayer. He'll bind us up. He'll heal us. He'll make
yeah.
us whole. He'll give us peace. And that all comes from being in God's presence.
Mm-hmm.
And no power on earth or heaven or hell can keep us out of that
That's
presence.
Right.
That's right.
If
amen.
We're determined to go before God, he says, well, we just sang it, come boldly.
Come boldly.
Into the presence
yeah.
of the Lord. Because
Praise
of
God.
The blood of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
Satan can't keep us out. None of his angels can
right.
keep us
amen.
Out. Our flesh can't keep us out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know, because of the blood of Jesus, we have access to the Father. And I just pray that everybody, that would just get down inside people's spirits to come boldly before his presence. He's
Amen.
There to do whatever work needs to be done. And all we have to do is ask, come into his presence and ask him.
Amen. Wow, we're out of time. Thank you both, Pastor Jim. My wonderful associate pastor, dear Betty Thomas, prayer ministry, everything else that you do is just totally amazing. Both of you are just so vital to this ministry. I thank you both for all your comments and insight and the way you pray for these shows and the way you listen and encourage the other team members. You're both just amazing. For all of you out there that are maybe are new to the ministry of Beacon of Hope, go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com, bohmglobal.com. Go to Facebook to our Beacon of Hope Ministries page to catch all these Facebook posts from the last few months. You will be greatly blessed. Or you can get them in my posts also. And we just encourage you to send your prayer request in to our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send them in. And one of the team members, PJ or Betty or Shell, will pick up your request and send it out. If you want to be a part of the prayer team, you can be. Just send an email and say, put me on it.
Amen.
No big deal. We'd love to have you. God bless every one of you. And remember that it is because of his presence in our lives that we can overcome these things that we need to trade in that are beating us down and discouraging us. It's because of his presence in our lives that we can get victory in these areas. We encourage you to get into the Word. That's what this show is all about. Get your Bible. Start with the book of Psalms. Start with the book of John in the New Testament. I just encourage you to read both. You know, get into both of them and just really devour the Word of God and let it teach you about him and his presence. Absolutely. Let him, let it teach you everything that he wants to teach you. There's no distance from the love of God. It's there for you. That's our sign-off song every week. We love that song. There's no distance to Jesus. Run to him because he loves you so very much, and he is always there for you. You can catch this show again in just a little while on podcast because my dear engineer friend Pete is right here ready to put it up on podcast pretty soon. And that'll be, go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcasts, and go down to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, and you can listen to it again and again and again and again. All right. God bless every one of you. This has been Betty, Pastor Jim, and me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you the Word of God this week from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Have a good week, and we will see you right here at 3 o'clock Eastern next Sunday afternoon, as we always do, live to bring the Word of God to you. Have a great week. God bless you.